And now to Kenya. Kenyans are going to the polls this week to elect a president. NPR's Ada Peralta reports that amid festive campaign rallies, voters are most worried about how to put food on the table.
Political rallies in Kenya are celebratory affairs. Here in Kitengela, I find mostly men crowding a roadside, waiting for the opposition leader, Raila Odinga, to ride past, waving and dancing on these flatbed trucks outfitted specially for these political rallies. Frederick Osanga is standing way back, arms crossed, far away from the vuvuzela horns, and the men gyrating at the roadside.
My life is somehow desperate.
He's dressed in a pressed button-down. He says he graduated college with a degree in human resource management. And for a year, he's been applying for jobs.
You apply for a job, they look at your name, you have been rejected.
His name reveals his tribe, and Frederick feels left out of Kenya's prosperity, which he says works only for the ruling tribes. As we talk, one of the political floats passes our way. There are so many people on it, the tires sag with the weight. Much of the media talk around the Kenyan elections has been about potential rigging and violence. But for voters, there are more meaningful issues. Unemployment, which has hovered for years at around 40%, and inflation, which has been surging, making some staples like corn maize and sugar simply unaffordable for lots of Kenyans. Daniel Uche, another voter, says underneath all this music and all this dancing is a quiet desperation.
We are crying. We need a new Kenya, and we need a change.
As we speak, another young guy stops by.
My name is Manasseh Kisosu. Okay. You see, this is how we live in Kenya. I don't have a job. I'm just a hustler. I sell these things.
He shows me a plastic bag full of little jars. He's an educated Kenyan, simply surviving, selling instant tea for about $1 a pop. About 40 miles away at a rally for the re-election of President Uhuru Kenyatta, things are different. One man tells me if the economy is so bad, how come so many people have cars? Helen Yoki says a $100 loan from the government changed her life. She was able to buy some animals and start a little farm. Life, she says, is good. Instead of complaining, she says, people should look for these opportunities and take advantage of them. But it doesn't take long for me to find another young man with his arms crossed along the edge of the rally. Paul Mathoni, 27, says his life is very difficult.
Do you have a job right now?
No. That's why I'm here.
He's an electrician but can't find steady jobs. So he shows up to political rallies for the small handout he gets for food, for tea. I ask him if his tough life means he'll vote against his tribe and in favor of the opposition. He nods, absolutely not.
Because I can't vote for any other person.
But you're saying that life is tough.
Yeah.
So how does that?
Because whatever I will elect another person, maybe it will be harder than that.
Life is tough, he says, but come election day, he's going to stick to what he knows. Ada Peralta, NPR News on the campaign trail in Kenya.